Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos, Masechta Krisos. Today we are in the second parak. We're in Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet. So the Mishnah begins with a discussion. Chamisha mevim karban echad al averos harbe, v'chamisha mevim karban ol aviyorit. Five people, if they do a certain aveir many times, they only bring one carbon. Five others have to bring a carbon ol aviyorit that goes up and down. Ve'ilu mevim karban echad al averos harbe. The following people bring one carbon for doing many aveirus. So who are those? Habo'al ha-shivcha. If somebody has a relationship with a shivcha charufa bios harbe, he has many relations with her. That is to say, the Shivcha Charufa is a Shivcha. She's not a married Jewish girl. She is a married, she's not a married, she's a Mu'edah. She's set aside to a particular individual, but she is a Shivcha, and he goes ahead and has Bia with her many times over, like we learned yesterday. There is an Asham, both for the Zadon and the Shkaga, it doesn't matter. Right? So, in such a situation, he only brings one asham, and he can be mechaper for all the zdonos and shkagos. That's assuming that it's with one person. V'nazir, one shivcha charufa. V'nazir shenet matumas arbe. Or for the Gemara, says the situation, you have a nazir who became tamei multiple times in one process. So makane lishto al yedei anashim harbe. Or if a person is makane his wife, that is to say, he creates a he says to her, I want you to not be alone with so-and-so. And she had stira with all of them. She brings only one sota carbon for all of them, right? U'mitzorosh anisnaga negayim harbe, or a mitzorah who has many negayim on his body. So he goes through the mitzorah process only once. Heivi tzipar v'nisnaga lo'alu lo'achi avi es chataso. So if he brought the birds, and then he got tzaras again, the birds don't count. Until he brings his chatas, right, or Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Achi Avi Es Asham, or until he brings his asham, right, it's all part of the same process. So Isha Shiyal Devlado Sarbe. What about, you have a woman who has many children. He peeled up Pesach Shmonim Nekeba, V'chazor, he peeled up Pesach Shmonim Nekeba, V'amah Pelos to Omim. If she, within the 80 days, she has multiple miscarriages, or a woman who has twins and then miscarries both of them. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mevi'al HaRishon, Ve'ma Mevi'al HaSheni, Mevi'al HaShlishi, Ve'na Mevi'al HaRevi. She brings for the first and the third, but not for the second and the fourth. Elu Mevi'im Karban Olavi Orid. The Mishnah says there are certain people who bring a Karban Olavi Orid. First one is Al Shmias HaKol. He heard a Shavuos HaEidus, and for Shavuos Bitui, Val Tumas Mikdash VeKadash, if someone goes into the Beis HaMikdash and was not in a state of purity, wasn't able to go into that situation, Vayoladas, or somebody who gives birth. So the Torah in each of these situations says we look at the person to figure out what can the person afford. That's called a Karban Olavi Yorid Amitzora, for somebody who has Tzaras. In all of these situations, there is a carbon olav yoreid. Uma bein shivcha lebein kol arayos. Right? Why is it that a shivcha is different than all the other arayos? So shavsalem lo baonish lo bekarbon. So the in the other cases, the punishment is different and the carbon is different. By shivcha charufa, it's an onish whether there is a zadon or a shkaga. By other cases, there are all sorts of punishments, but not one unique punishment and not an asham. So the Mishnah wants to know why that is. Shekol arayas bechatas, v'ashivcha ba'asham, kol arayas b'nekeva, v'ashivcha b'zachar. Right? All the other situations, we use the carbon that's brought on a shogig is a nekeva carbon. When it comes to a shivcha, the asham is a zachar. Right? Kol arayas echad ha'ish v'echad ha'ish ha'shav me'machos b'carbon. In all these cases, except for shivcha charufa, both the man and the woman who are involved in the inappropriate behavior, both of them get punished. Only the shivcha gets the makos. The man who is baal shivcha charufa doesn't get them. And all other arayos, even if you don't finish the bia, right? You're chayev. Chayev al kol bia. And you're chayev for each and every bia. It's a chomer hechbi b'shivcha shasabas amazing kishogig. There's a chomer by shivcha charufa, because in that case we make mezid kishogig. But otherwise, there are the rules are entirely different. So for the rest of the parak, we're going to figure out how and what way the rules apply differently. And Be'ezus Hashem will continue with some of those rules tomorrow morning. Have a great, terrific day.